This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 29th. God's word to you today is surprise. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27, and it says, "Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful." God uses the people or the things that are weak to confound the wise. The question to you today is, are you willing to be a child in the hands of God? Are you willing to be the weak vessel God will use to confound the world? If you are weak, then you are the right candidate for God's miracle. Do you think you are at a disadvantage? Welcome to greatness. Do you think that in your community, no one respects you or anything you have to offer? The question is, are you going to make yourself available to God like a child? Are you going to let God take control of your life, change your story, and turn you into a miracle? He uses the things that are powerless to shame the powerful. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 28 says, "God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important." Someone says, "When you think you are down to nothing, then God is up to something." Do you think nothing is happening in your life? God is up to something. Do you think you are down to nothing? My job is to announce to you that God is up to something, and it is going to confound the whole world. Amen. It is going to confound the people that are wise in their own eyes and bring glory to God. Do you receive it? God uses children because children have absolute trust in Him. He uses children to confound the enemy. The third reason God uses children is so that He alone takes the glory. The challenge with us is we stay too long in our own strength when God wants us to move into His space. Some people will only go to God when all their own strategizing does not work. For a lot of people, God is waiting for them to be ready. There are things that God wants to do in our lives, things other people will look at and say, "God must have helped you." John 3 verse 2 says, "After dark one evening, he came to speak to Jesus. 'Rabbi,' he said, 'we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. I pray in the name of Jesus that the people that are even antagonistic towards you will come to you and say, 'God is with you.'" Nicodemus belonged to a sect called the Sanhedrin and to the sect called the Pharisees. Those two sects were Antichrist, and they eventually physically killed Jesus. However, Nicodemus said to Jesus, "We know that God is with you, because nobody can do the things that you are doing if God is not with them." I pray that because of the way God will work in your life, and because of the things that will happen in your life, people will say, "God must be with you." Let us pray. Father, I declare in alignment with your word that my life will be a surprise and a wonder to many. It will confound the wise, and you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.